this Saturday at the Baseball Heritage Museum. There will be a talk on a man who was very popular in the baseball circles, Ted Tolles. Very interesting story about him. There's actually a book on Ted Tolles. And boy, Ted, I believe, passed away about a year and a half ago, made it all the way to 90 years old. The presentation on Saturday will be given by Ike Brooks, who is kind enough to join us on the line right now. Ike, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Oh, so far so good. I mean, the temperatures are in the 40s, so
it's a heat wave.
Yeah, it's a heat wave, right? Compared to what we experienced earlier this month, I'll take 40 degrees right now, regardless of that wind. Well, tell us about the presentation, A Million Thrills, the second time around for Ted Tolles this Saturday.
Yes, Ted Tolles, as you mentioned, played Negro League baseball. He actually played baseball between 1946 and 1953. Combined between the Negro Leagues and the minor league systems of the Indians, Athletics, and the Yankees. But it turns out that he probably received more recognition well after his playing days were over. For example, I met him at a salute to Negro Leagues that was sponsored by the Mahoning Valley Scrappers in 2005. And since that time, Mr. Tolles has been featured at a Topps baseball card. He has his own statue. There was a bobblehead giveaway at Mahoning Valley. He's been a featured speaker with the Josh Gibson Foundation and spent more time talking about what he experienced well after his playing days were over.
Obviously a very well-traveled individual. You mentioned some of the farm systems that he had played in, but he played for a number of different teams throughout his storied career. You mentioned that you first met him at a Mahoning Valley Scrappers gathering back in 2005. Well, how did you learn about Ted Tolles' story?
Well, it's funny. I was a member of the Society for American Baseball Research, so that qualifies me as being a baseball geek. And there is one component of Sabre that focuses on Negro League baseball. And there are less than 2,000 of these former players living today. So anytime you would hear about any of them, you'd try to seek out more information. On Mr. Tolles, there was just a one-liner in the reference material describing him. And it only mentioned the 1 year he played for the Pittsburgh Crawfords, 1946, that he was left-handed and he was a pitcher. Was so intrigued, I followed up and met with him and his family later, and we conducted a full interview with him and made some discoveries that he played for other teams, that he had that proverbial cup of coffee in minor league baseball. And more importantly, he played alongside the pioneers of the game. For example, he tells a story, or told a story, of being carried off the field by Jackie Robinson and Larry Doby at a Jackie Robinson All-Star game against the Bob Feller All-Stars in 1946.
He was carried off the field?
Yes, because he made the game-saving play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, and just listening to Mr. Tolles describe some of the experiences he had. He was a teammate of Don Newcomb when he played for the Newark Eagles.
Wow. So, again, very, very well traveled. He played with really, as you mentioned, the who's who back in that era. So, I mean, I guess those are a couple of instances, but that leads me to my next question. You know, in your mind and your discussions with Ted Tolles and those who were around him, what was it that really made his story so interesting to you?
Just the fact that he was around and able to describe those happenings of being right there when history was being made. He played all-star games. After the 1946 season was over, Bob Feller would arrange to have games of Major League players against Negro League players. And he was talented enough to be chosen for some of those road trips. The fact that he could sit in with a Jackie Robinson, a Don Newcomb, a Biz Mackey, Monty Irvin, all those folks who made it to the major leagues. And unfortunately, he did not.
Well, Ike, when you tell this story, I mean, this is a fascinating story. Ted Tolles here. Why is it that there was so little information on him out there, and you stumbled across him doing research and find, huh, all he is was a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Crawfords here, and then you find the deeper part of the story here. Why do you think he was so quiet about Ted Tolles?
Well, it was quiet not only about Ted Tolles, but there was a difference in how Negro League games were reported and how Major League games were reported. And this became even more exacerbated when you look at 1947 with people like Robinson and Dobie making it to the Major Leagues. No one looked at Negro League baseball anymore. And I say that in a pejorative term, but it was less of an interest than it had been before, even in the black communities.
Ike Brooks is joining us. He's giving a presentation this Saturday at the Baseball Heritage Museum, A Million Thrills, the second time around for Ted Tolles. And, boy, I think it's fascinating to back up Matt's question here. You feel stories like these and individuals like Mr. Tolles kind of get lost in the mix. You mentioned there was a major difference with the way Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball games were reported and covered as opposed to how the Negro Leagues were covered back then. I feel like there are a lot of other individuals like him out there that maybe we don't know a whole lot about because of that.
And that number is shrinking daily. For example, there were three women who played in Negro League baseball.
Wow.
Okay, one of them replaced a guy you may know, Henry Aaron.
Oh, yeah, I think I may have heard a thing or two about that guy.
Yeah, well, he was replaced, believe it or not, by a woman with the Indianapolis Clowns.
Wow.
Yes.
It's really interesting stuff because I feel like, as you mentioned, they weren't covered in the same way. So it's bizarre that it's not until many years later we learn more about these individuals who, again, they just kind of get lost. And I know a few years ago there was a Cleveland.com article on Mr. Tolles, and in there were a few things mentioned, and I think he had said at the time, and this is about a year or so before his passing, he said it's always great to reconnect because guys like me just aren't around anymore. I mean, I think he died when he was 90 years old, but yes, at the time of the interview, he was 88, 89, somewhere in there. And yes, he had mentioned, look, I'm getting to that point now where it's a minor miracle when I see somebody who I play with and they're still around.
And that's why we tried to get him out. In 2006, Mr. Tolles and I started what I call road trips. He was a permanent fixture for several years at the Morley Library. He's spoken at the Baseball Heritage Museum. He's attended Cleveland Indians events, Roadway Corporation for a couple years had a traveling exhibit co-sponsored with the Negro League Baseball Museum. And there was Mr. Tolles sharing these kinds of stories with people. Here's another fact you may not know. Cleveland, Ohio has been the home of 11 Negro League teams.
Wow.
Two of them won pennants, 1945 and 1947. That 1945 team won the Negro League World Series. And there are seven major leaguers who played Negro League baseball in Cleveland.
Wow, such a rich, storied history, especially in the greater Cleveland area with the Negro Leagues. And I think that sort of answers my next question, but I'll pose this to you anyways. Referring back to that article where Mr. Tolles was quoted a few different times, he had mentioned in there the Negro League scene in Cleveland was quite unique compared to other cities. Why do you think he said that?
Because of the population. When you think of Cleveland as that melting pot of different ethnic groups, different races, Cleveland was an attractive place, not only for European ethnic background folks, but for African Americans who were leaving the fields in the South and heading to the industry that was in a place like Cleveland.
You mentioned that there were 11 teams.
Yes.
In some form or fashion. When you look back at the level of play for these 11 teams. How are they structured? Were they structured as such as, like, if you look at the level of competition, major league competition, was it triple A competition? How do you think that equated with those 11 teams? Were they pretty balanced across the board?
I'd say between 1922 and 1940, it would be safe to say they would be minor league comparison, and I would think double A, triple A at best. However, in 1942, a team moved up from Cincinnati to Cleveland called the Cleveland Buckeyes. And that's the team that produced six of those seven major leaguers.
Yeah, well, I mean, you mentioned some of those names earlier. Those are definitely the who's who in the history of baseball, no question about that. Well, Ike, before we let you go, one last time, if you want to throw the details out there for our listeners who are interested in attending your presentation this Saturday, A Million Thrills, the second time around for Ted Tolles, how can they go about getting more information on your presentation this Saturday?
Well, they need to either show up at League Park, 66 in Lexington. The presentation will begin at 10:30. They can come early and begin to take advantage of the Baseball Heritage Museum that's located at League Park in the old ticket office. Otherwise, you can go baseballheritagemuseum.org and sign up, and admission is free, so sign up is not necessary, but at least tell us how many chairs we need to get out.
Good.
But look forward to seeing you there also, Bull.
Absolutely. No, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time. And I always love having discussions like this because, again, you know, before we spoke about Ted Tolles, I did not know much about him. And then doing some research, I thought, boy, this is a really interesting individual, very well traveled, and looking forward to the presentation on Saturday because you've obviously got some personal experience with Mr. Tolles, and that should give you many tales to tell on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think so. He is the man, or was the man, as it is.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting presentation. Ike, thank you so much for giving us some of your time here. This was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.